Hey everyone, and welcome to the deep dive. You know, menopause, it's something we're finally starting to talk about more openly. And today we're going deep on how tech is totally shaking things up.
It's about time. Yeah.
Absolutely. I've got this super interesting article from Femtech World that dives into all the cool stuff happening. Like we're talking about biometric tracking and AI support and even non-hormonal treatments. It's mind-blowing.
It really is an exciting time, and it's needed.
Duh.
Because you know what's crazy? A recent study found that 9 out of 10 postmenopausal women, they never got any education about menopause in school.
9 out of 10, seriously, that's insane. No wonder so many women feel like they're going in blind. It's such a huge part of women's health, but it's been like this big secret.
Exactly. And that lack of knowledge, it can have some real consequences.
Right.
Women end up getting diagnosed late, they struggle to get the care they need, and they feel isolated.
It's true. My aunt went through something similar. She had all these hot flashes and she thought she was getting sick. It took forever for her to even realize it could be menopause.
That's unfortunately really common. And it's not just about personal experiences either. Research shows that funding for midlife women's health has been seriously lacking. And there's this societal pressure for women to just tough it out and pretend everything's fine.
Right, like we expect women to just disappear during this stage of life.
Exactly. It's almost like it's taboo to even talk about it.
But that's where things are starting to change, though, right? I mean, that's where femtech comes in.
Yeah, definitely. Femtech is really shaking things up. It's using technology to create all these new solutions that are actually tailored to women's individual needs. It's a much more proactive approach to managing menopause.
Okay, so break it down for me. What does this femtech stuff actually look like in real life?
Well, for one thing, we're seeing a lot of companies like Araclou and MiraCare incorporating menopause tracking into their wearables. So think smartwatches, but specifically for menopause.
So it's not just about tracking your period anymore.
Nope, it's about getting a much more complete picture of what's going on with your body during this transition.
That's interesting. But what's the point of all that data? How does it actually help women deal with menopause?
That's where the research comes in, Awara. For example, is working with scientists to analyze data from thousands of women going through perimenopause. They're looking for patterns and connections between physical, mental, and emotional changes so they can create even more personalized solutions.
Wow, so it's like getting personalized insights into your own body's experience.
Exactly. It's about moving beyond generic advice and actually understanding how menopause affects you as an individual.
I love that. But what about treatment? Is femtech doing anything cool in that area?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're starting to see some really amazing advancements in non-hormonal treatment options, which is huge for women who can't or don't want to take hormones.
Like what? Give me an example.
Okay, so there's this company called Amira, and they've developed something called the Terra System.
Terra system, what is that?
It's a wearable device that can predict hot flashes before they even happen.
Wait a minute, it predicts hot flashes? How is that even possible?
Yeah.
It sounds crazy, right? But it uses biometric data like skin temperature and heart rate variability to identify the early signs of a hot flash. And then get this, it activates a cooling mattress to keep you comfortable throughout the night.
Whoa, that's amazing. No more waking up drenched in sweat in the middle of the night.
Exactly. And that's not all. Another company called Grace is working on a cooling bracelet specifically for daytime hot flashes. It's not available yet, but it's super promising.
So we're talking about real solutions for real problems here. This is incredible.
And the best part, this is just the beginning. We're going to see a ton of new non-hormonal solutions coming out in the next year or so, addressing everything from sleep problems to anxiety to even sexual wellness issues.
It's like femtech is giving women the power to manage menopause on their own terms. That's awesome. But we can't forget about AI in all of this. It seems like it's playing a big role too, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. AI is being incorporated into menopause care in some really innovative ways. Like, imagine having an AI-powered virtual assistant that can give you personalized information and support anytime you need it.
Wow, it's like having a menopause expert available 24/7.
Exactly. And there's this company called MiraCare that's developed a really cool menopause transitions kit.
What is that?
It's an AI-powered system that lets you monitor your hormones at home.
At home, how does that work?
It's pretty neat. You use a kit to track 4 key reproductive hormones, and then the AI takes that data along with information about your genetics and lifestyle to create a personalized menopause management plan.
So it's like having a customized plan just for you. That's amazing. But we've been talking a lot about the physical symptoms. What about the emotional and mental side of things? Those are a big deal too, right?
Oh, totally. And that's why the idea of a holistic approach to menopause care is so important. It's about addressing the emotional, mental, and social aspects alongside the physical symptoms.
Right, because it's not just about treating hot flashes. It's about supporting women's overall well-being.
Exactly. And there are some great organizations doing amazing work in this area, like the Menopause Charity and PNUT. They offer resources for emotional well-being, physical health, community building, you name it.
So they're really trying to support women on all levels.
And there's a big push for early education, too.
Early education. You mean like reaching women before they even hit menopause?
Yep, exactly. There are startups like NNABI that are targeting women in their 40s so they can start learning about menopause and preparing for the transition.
That's a great idea, because the more you know, the better prepared you are, right?
Absolutely. Knowledge is power. And then there's this fantastic initiative in the UK called the National Menopause Education and Support Program.
Tell me more about that.
They're developing educational courses for women both before and during menopause. It's all about giving women the information they need to advocate for their own health.
That's fantastic. It sounds like we're finally starting to take menopause seriously and give women the support they deserve. But with all this tech and data collection, what about privacy? I mean, that's a big concern, right?
You're absolutely right. We can't ignore the privacy issue. A study in the UK found that almost 60% of women are worried about the privacy insecurity of health tracking apps.
Wow, that's a lot of people, and it makes sense. I mean, we're talking about some pretty sensitive information here.
And the scary part is that only a tiny fraction of popular female health apps actually address data sensitivity in their privacy policies.
Yikes. So what can we do to protect women's data?
Well, for starters, companies need to be way more transparent about how they're collecting, storing, and using personal data. Informed consent is key. Women need to know exactly what they're agreeing to, and they should have control over their own data.
So it's not enough to just have a privacy policy. It needs to be clear and easy to understand.
Exactly. And there are some organizations working on this. The Information Commissioner's Office in the UK is putting out guidelines and recommendations to make sure companies are handling data ethically. And the British Standards Institution has launched standards specifically for menstruation and menopause in the workplace.
That's good to hear. It sounds like people are starting to pay attention to these issues.
Yeah, but there's definitely still work to be done. We need to make sure data privacy stays a top priority as femtech keeps evolving.
Absolutely. This has been an incredible conversation. I'm so blown away by all the amazing things happening in the world of menopause care.
Me too. It's such an exciting time to be in this space.
I can't wait to see what the future holds. Wow. I mean, that was a lot to take in. We covered so much ground in just that first part about how femtech is changing everything for women going through menopause.
Yeah, it's incredible how quickly this field is advancing.
I know. I mean, from AI-powered apps to, like, devices that predict hot flashes, it's crazy.
It really is. But, you know, it's not just about the technology itself. It's about how these innovations are impacting society as a whole.
Right. Like, what are the bigger picture ripple effects of all this?
Well, one of the biggest impacts is definitely being felt in the workplace. You know, as more and more women feel comfortable talking openly about their menopause experiences, employers are starting to realize that they need to create more supportive environments.
That's interesting, because in the past, it felt like menopause was this taboo topic that women couldn't even bring up at work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was like this unspoken thing that everyone just ignored.
So are we talking about things like more flexible work hours and access to cool down spaces for hot flashes?
Yeah, exactly. Those kinds of things.
Yeah.
And even menopause education programs for managers and colleagues.
That's awesome. It sounds like we're finally moving towards a more understanding and supportive work culture.
I think so. And you know what's interesting? There's actually a strong business case for supporting women during menopause.
Really? How so?
Studies have shown that companies that create supportive environments for women going through menopause actually see improvements in employee well-being, productivity, and retention.
So it's not just the right thing to do, it's also good for business.
Exactly. It's a win-win.
I love that. But beyond the workplace, how is this growing awareness of menopause impacting society as a whole? I imagine it's opening up more conversations within families and communities.
You're absolutely right. We're seeing this really positive shift towards more open and honest discussions about menopause.
And that's a good thing, right?
Definitely. When women feel comfortable sharing their experiences, it helps everyone understand what they're going through. It creates empathy and breaks down those old stereotypes.
I love that. And it's not just happening in person either, right? Those online forums and support groups we talked about earlier are playing a huge role too.
Yeah, absolutely. Those platforms are so important for normalizing menopause and creating these safe spaces where women can connect with each other, share their stories, and just feel less alone.
And it's not just online either, right? There are more and more in-person events and workshops focused on menopause, too.
You're right. There are tons of those popping up all over the place.
It's amazing. It's like this whole movement is gaining momentum.
It really is. There's this incredible sense of optimism and empowerment emerging around menopause. It's so inspiring.
It's like women are taking back this stage of life and saying, hey, this is a natural part of who I am, and I'm not ashamed of it.
Exactly. They're owning it. They're celebrating their wisdom and experience, and they're advocating for better care and support for themselves and for future generations.
It's so powerful. But, you know, with all this talk about the positive changes, I can't help but wonder about the potential downsides, too.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
There are always challenges and potential pitfalls.
Like, for example, could this reliance on technology create a divide between women who have access to it and those who don't? Will femtech end up widening existing inequalities in healthcare?
Those are really important questions. And honestly, they're concerns that we need to address head on. We have to make sure that these advancements in menopause care are accessible to all women, not just a privileged few.
Right, because it's not enough to just create cool new apps and devices. We need to make sure that everyone can benefit from them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We need to look at things like affordability insurance coverage and access to specialists, especially for women in rural areas.
And it goes beyond just access, too, right? We need to make sure that information and resources are available in different languages and culturally sensitive formats.
Absolutely. Menopause is experienced differently across cultures. So our approach to care and support needs to reflect that diversity.
It's about recognizing that one size doesn't fit all when it comes to menopause.
Exactly. And, you know, another thing we need to be careful about is potential bias in algorithms and data analysis.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. I hadn't even thought about that.
It's something we have to be really mindful of. If the data sets used to train these algorithms aren't diverse and representative of all women, then we risk perpetuating existing inequalities and creating even more problems.
Right, because if a menopause tracking app is mainly based on data from white women, for example, it might not be accurate for women of color.
Exactly. And that could lead to all sorts of issues like misdiagnosis, inappropriate treatment recommendations, or even harm.
Wow. It's scary to think about the potential unintended consequences.
It is. But that's why it's so important to have diverse teams of developers and researchers working on these technologies.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be constantly asking critical questions about who's designing these tools, who's being included in the data, and who's ultimately benefiting.
It's about making sure that technology is used to empower all women, not just a select few.
Exactly. And I think that's what's so exciting about this whole movement.
Yeah.
It's about creating a more equitable and inclusive future for women going through menopause.
I agree. It's about time we started having these conversations and making real progress.
And, you know, the best part, it feels like we're just getting started.
It's pretty amazing to think about all the innovations we've talked about so far. You know, all this cool tech that's helping women manage menopause.
It is. It really feels like we're at a turning point.
Yeah. And while the tech itself is super interesting, I think it's important to remember that this is ultimately about real women,
yeah.
You know?
Oh, absolutely.
These innovations are supposed to make women's lives better during a time that can be really challenging.
Right. It's all about improving women's health and well-being.
One thing that really struck me while I was prepping for this deep dive was the incredible sense of community that sprung up around menopause, especially online.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you've got these forums and social media groups where women are connecting with each other, sharing advice, offering support. It's really inspiring.
It is. It's like this whole network of women empowering each other to get through menopause and not feel alone.
And it's not just online either.
Right. There are more and more in-person events and workshops popping up too.
It's so cool to see women coming together like this, both online and offline.
Yeah, those face-to-face connections are so important.
Definitely. It creates a whole different level of support and understanding.
And you know what else I love? The sense of optimism and empowerment that's coming out of these communities.
I know. It's like women are taking back the stage of life and saying, hey, this is me. This is part of who I am, and I'm not going to hide it.
It's amazing to see.
They're embracing the changes, celebrating their wisdom and experience, and really advocating for better care for themselves and for other women.
It's powerful stuff.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with something to think about. We've talked a lot about the potential of femtech to revolutionize menopause care. But what do you think is the most important step we need to take to make this care accessible and empowering for all women?
That's a really good question. I think ultimately it comes down to creating a society that values and supports women at every stage of life, including menopause.
I like that.
We need to break down those harmful stereotypes, encourage open conversations, and fight for policies that actually prioritize women's health.
So well said. It's not just about the technology. It's about changing our attitudes and creating a world where menopause is embraced, not feared.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's something we can all work towards.
Well, this has been an amazing conversation. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the world of menopause and femtech.
It's been a pleasure.
To all our listeners out there, keep learning, keep sharing, and keep advocating for a future where menopause is no longer a taboo subject, but a celebrated part of life. We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.